This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. One-way traffic resumes along Narayanganj-Mughlin road section after landslide debris clearance near Twin Kola Bridge. Authorities urge travelers to remain cautious as the area remains vulnerable to further landslides. Prime Minister Sushila Karki calls on private sector to overcome current adversity with determination, pledges government's full support for economic recovery. President Ramchandra Pawdel authenticates bill to amend Nepal Citizenship Act. And UK Prime Minister Starmer announces recognition of Palestinian state before UN General Assembly. Now the news in detail. Traffic has resumed along the Narayanganj-Mughlin road section after debris from a dry landslide was cleared near the Twin Kola Bridge in Ichakamana Rural Municipality 6 in Chitwan. The road, blocked since Friday evening, reopened this afternoon following round-the-clock efforts by the Department of Roads. The obstruction had left passengers and vehicles stranded for more than 40 hours on one of the busiest highways in the country, which carries over 10,000 vehicles daily. Deputy Superintendent of Police Rabindra Khanal said food and water were distributed to the stranded passengers in coordination with the district administration. Authorities have urged travellers to remain cautious as the area remains vulnerable to further landslides. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has called on the private sector to rise with determination from the adverse situation and express the government's commitment to fully support them. In a discussion with the representatives of the private sector held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbha today, Prime Minister Karki said both the state and the private sector are facing a common challenge, citing significant damage to business establishments and industries during the recent Gen Z protest. Prime Minister Karki said the government is committed to strengthening the rule of law and urged the private sector not to be disheartened. Prime Minister Karki pointed out the possibility of controlling imports and raising taxes if necessary to promote internal production. However, she clarified that there will be no immediate policy for tax increases. In the discussion, Finance Minister Rameshwar Khanal informed that a prompt corrective package will be announced based on the suggestions from the private sector for the improvement of national economy. The finance minister said a practical and implementable plan will be brought by coordinating between financial and monetary policies. Meanwhile, Home Minister Om Prakash Arial said that normalizing the current adverse situation has been taken as the top priority of the Ministry of Home Affairs. During discussions with the private sector, he clarified that the Home Administration has the responsibility to maintain balance to prevent further conflict. The Home Minister said the Ministry is preparing to form a judicial investigation commission to investigate the incidents of arson and vandalism that occurred during the protest. President Ramchandra Pawdel has authenticated the bill to amend Nepal Citizenship Act 2006 today. President Pawdel authenticated the bill passed by both houses of the Federal Parliament in accordance with the Constitution. Meanwhile, the annual report of the Public Service Commission, PSC, has been submitted to President Ramchandra Pawdel today. Chairman Madhav Prasad Regmi presented the Public Service Commission's annual report for fiscal year 2024-25 to the President in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal amidst a ceremony organized at the office of the President. The Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, has urged the government to safeguard Nepal's investment environment following recent arson and vandalism during recent Gen Z protests. Inspecting damaged properties of private companies, FNCCI President Chandra Thakal said such incidents have worsened the investment climate, disrupted production and affected employment. He warned that repeated attacks on private and industrial properties could have long-term impacts on both domestic and foreign investment. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Education Kulman Ghising has said that the government was ready to immediately remove the 10% provision prevailing in the country's energy mix. During the meeting with representatives of the Renewable Energy Confederation Nepal RECON, an umbrella organization of private sector working in micro-hydropower, biogas, biomass, solar energy and wind energy sector, the energy minister said he was fully committed to build sustainable, inclusive and strong renewable energy system. Meanwhile, Minister Ghising said the contracts for projects that have been inactive and of those projects in dilapidated state for a long time should not be retained. During a meeting with representatives of the Federation of Contractors Association of Nepal, FCAN, today, the infrastructure minister clarified that contracts with contractors who leave projects idle for years without any work will be terminated. Minister for Home Affairs and Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Om Prakash Arial has directed the armed police force to operate in the field with high morale and motivation. Addressing a program held after inspecting the APF headquarters at Holchok today, Home Minister Arial recalled that the APF Nepal has been overcoming various challenging situations since its establishment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom, come back. Internet TV, telephone data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ekasa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone Internet TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepal Airlines Corporation, NEC, will begin direct flights from Kathmandu and Guangzhou of China from coming Thursday. This is the first time the national flag carrier is operating on this route. Executive Chair Yuvraj Adhikari said all technical preparations have been completed. NEC has scheduled 3 weekly flights on Sundays, Tuesdays and Saturdays. The inaugural flight will take place on September 25, followed by the second on September 28. The one fare from Kathmandu to Guangzhou has been set at 30,000 rupees with return tickets priced at 50,000 rupees. Currently, Himalaya Airlines also operates flights on this route, while China Southern runs regular Guangzhou-Kathmandu services. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer has announced the UK's recognition of a Palestinian state in what represents a significant change in government policy, the BBC reports. In a video statement on X, the Prime Minister said, "In the face of the growing horror in the Middle East, we are acting to keep alive the possibility of peace and a two-state solution." Australia and Canada also announced formal recognition of the state of Palestine on Sunday, with Portugal expected to follow. The decision has drawn fierce criticism from the Israeli government, families of hostages held in Gaza and some conservatives. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday recognition would endanger their existence and serve as absurd reward for terrorism. Both the Israeli and US governments say recognition is a diplomatic gift for Hamas following its attack in southern Israel on the 7th of October in 2023. Iran's top security body has warned that any move by France, Germany and the United Kingdom to reimpose international sanctions will effectively suspend its cooperation with the United Nations nuclear watchdog. The Supreme National Security Council issued the warning on Saturday, a day after the UN Security Council failed to adopt a resolution to permanently lift sanctions on Iran. Russia and China China also. Parties to the accord have rejected the European move to invoke snap-back sanctions. The Supreme National Security Council described the step as ill-considered, saying it undermines months of engagement with the International Atomic Energy Agency to resume monitoring and ensure compliance with international obligations. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There are also chances of moderate rainfall at a few places of Koshi province and at some places of the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. One-way traffic resumes along Narangarh-Mughlin road section after landslide debris clearance near Twin Kola Bridge. Authorities urge travellers to remain cautious as the area remains vulnerable to further landslides. Prime Minister Sushila Karki calls on private sector to overcome current adversity with determination, pledges government's full support for economic recovery. President Ramchandra Pawal authenticates bill to amend Nepal Citizenship Act and UK Prime Minister Starmer announces recognition of Palestinian state before UN General Assembly. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.